Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hunter Green and Michael Wacha were awesome while Eduardo Escobar hit for the cycle. We'll discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, June 7th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's start with Hunter Green, who reminded everybody of his upside on Monday when he threw 7 shutout innings, 1 hit allowed, 8 strikeouts to 0 walks. 78% rostered, Scott, so I don't know that he's available in many leagues, but how are you handling Hunter Green? Is he someone you just play in the right matchups? Because I feel like he's kind of tough to figure out.
Well, yeah, he still has an ERA over 5, even with this start. So there's been more bad than good, but he's been making strides consistently over the course of this, his rookie season. The fastball wasn't so effective for him early on, so he began throwing more sliders, throwing a slider about half the time. And he found a little more consistency that way, certainly was getting more strikeouts. But what's interesting about this start is the fastball was what he featured more prominently. It was the most effective pitch for him in this particular start. It was responsible for 12 of his 17 swinging strikes. And the velocity on it was actually down, but there was more movement. Seemed like he was locating it better. And the control has been improving for a while now for Hunter Green. Only 4 walks combined in his past 4 starts. So it seems like he's trending the right direction. I don't know if he can, I don't know what he did to the fastball to get these kinds of results in this start, but it's clear he made some kind of changes with it that'll hopefully serve him well.
Michael Wacha threw a 3-hit complete game shutout at the Angels on Monday. He had 6 strikeouts, 12 swinging strikes. He lowers the ERA to 1.99, but a lot of the underlying numbers here, Scott, do not support what Michael Wacha has been doing thus far. What do we do? Are you looking to add Michael Wacha?
I'm really not. It was a good start. As you said, his ERA is below 2 now for the year, but he's at 5. He's under 6 strikeouts per 9 innings. His walk rate is close to 3 per 9. His xFIP for the year is 4.27. His FIP is 3.76. And this was only his second start. And he went the distance in this one. It was only his second start of 6-plus innings. So, you know, a lot of that 1.99 ERA has come in kind of glorified long relief work, basically, because he wasn't providing the length of a true starter. I think there's a lot of regression coming from Michael Wacha, so I want to be moving based on this performance.
All right, let's rank some multi-position hitters who might be available in some shallower leagues. Eduardo Escobar hit for the cycle on Monday. Where did that come from? Hit his 5th home run of the season. He's 71% rostered. Brandon Drury went 2-for-4, hit his 10th home run of the season. He's 73% rostered. And then Santiago Espinal had 2 more hits. He's now batting .280, hit his 5th home run, and he hits a lot of line drives. He makes a lot of contact. Scott, how would you rank those 3? Escobar, Brandon Drury, and Santiago Espinal.
I would go Drury, who has, he fell off. He obviously got off to an incredible, clearly unsustainable start, and then he fell off, but he didn't fall off the face of the earth, and now he's come roaring back in June. So far, he's batting for the month .440 with 2 home runs. And so I like to see that. You know, obviously, we get these flashes in the pan sometimes that don't amount to anything. But when they come back around the way Drury has, maybe there's something there. The data backs up what he's doing. He was a pretty productive player when he first got called up by the Diamondbacks a few years ago. So there may be something here for Drury. Escobar's off to a terrible start this season, but we come to think of him as a consistent 2025 homer guy. And, you know, he's been hot lately, so hopefully he's beginning to come around. I just don't know that Espinal has the upside, really, to be a mixed league relevant guy in the long run, even though he's been useful so far.
If you need a third baseman, and Scott has your back, a buy low that he mentioned on the Full Length podcast, who is it, Scott?
Well, we just mentioned three third basemen, right? Three third base eligible players.
I guess you're right.
But no, this is a potentially higher end guy who you'd have to acquire via trade in all likelihood. And it's Matt Chapman, who of course was terrible last year. Really the last 2 years, his strikeout rate was 32.5% in each of them. This year it's down below 25%. Meanwhile, last year there was a big drop in exit velocity as he was dealing with that hip that needed surgery. It's back to normal in this year, and normal for Matt Chapman means elite. 92nd percentile average exit velocity, hard hit rate is actually 96th percentile. So he's making much more consistent contact. He's making much more impactful contact. It hasn't translated to big production yet, but like much of the Blue Jays lineup, Matt Chapman appears to be heating up, batting 305 with two home runs in his past 17 games. So I think he's a pretty clear buy low, because I don't know how he delivers this data all season long and continues batting 220 with the 380 slug, you know?
Yep. All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye. The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.